1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As the Democratic field for governor stays large, the Republican side is thinning out. Lisa Hale explains.
A Republican candidate for governor is endorsed by President Donald Trump. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who's the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district, has always been at his side. And as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a longtime supporter of Trump, launched his gubernatorial campaign in Wausau back in September. Following the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will now face medical service technician Andy Mansky in the August 11th Republican primary.
Meanwhile, a handful of people are challenging the state treasurer. Republican John Leiber currently holds the seat. Three Democrats are running to take his spot. Eric Wilson is a small business owner who wants to increase financial literacy. Dylan Hellmanstein is an analyst for the state's Medicaid program. He wants to focus on affordability. Yilang Shong is on the Marathon County Board. He talked with Civic Media's Isabella Nieto last week.
The state treasurer position, often people look at it, that position, and feel that it's a ceremonial position, but it's not. It's about accountability. This position here has held accountable by the Wisconsinites. It's not accountable to the governor or the state legislator.
Leiber is a fiscal conservative and says he's proud of growing investments for the state of Wisconsin. Because it's a largely symbolic role, back in 2018, there was a referendum on the ballot where voters got to choose whether to axe the office of the treasurer altogether. But instead, Wisconsinites chose to keep the position. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
Giannis says he's almost ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo held a press conference during the NBA All-Star Weekend in L.A. and was asked how his calf injury is coming along.
I feel good. I feel 100%, to be honest with you. I just got to check the boxes, right? So I got to do things. Now I got to get on the court. I got to play some one-on-one, 3-on-3.
The Bucks return to action Friday in New Orleans against the Pelicans. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Ohio State to play the Buckeyes 7:30 tomorrow night. The Badgers now 18-7 after beating Michigan State. At the Winter Olympics, Wisconsin speed skater Jordan Stoll's next event coming up this Thursday morning in the 1500-meter race. Stoll setting a new Olympic record of just 33.7 seconds in the 500-meter over the weekend to earn his second gold medal.
Yeah, it feels amazing to do it in a distance that's at your much closer margin, but I'm super thankful to have two golds.
That's speed skater Jordan Stoles with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Feeling more like April than mid-February today, with sunny skies and high temps in the mid-50s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-30s. On Tuesday, more clouds and sun, breezy, still mild with high temps in the low to mid-50s.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.